Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Black Butte Excavating and Fencing.
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in your area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you as an option for them when they're searching from within your service area. And I'm sure, I mean, you've used Google, right, once or twice in your lifetime to search?
I would say probably times, I don't know, a couple million.
Okay, I figured.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page.
Right. I that's what I typically run into in my area. If I look for any welding services to have my stuff done, I have the maps. I have businesses on the maps. So,
Yes. So that's where we would list you. And the reason we were calling today is we had a first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. Our assignment today is to call through the area, fill that open position there. If we were to program you in to appear there, we stop the calls to the area today, and then we can't accept any additional companies in who offer the same service. So that way you won't share or rotate. You'll always be an option at that very moment you are needed. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, great. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business in the area there?
I've been in business since, technically starting my own business December 2nd, but I've been running with different businesses for about, here in Central Oregon for about 6 years, but I got a total of 14 years of experience under my belt as an excavation guy, and then fencing, which is also included in my LLC. That's about 4.5 years.
Okay, so. Okay, but this LLC is December 2nd, like last week?
Yeah, so my business, last week. Like, I just legitimately started last week. I got my CCB. I filed a long time ago, but I finally became legally active last week, yeah.
Okay, and I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Randall Scott Foster. I go by Scott Foster, Scott, my middle name. I'm the owner of Black Butte Excavating and Fencing LLC.
It's nice to meet you, Scott. So are you flying solo, or is it like a, do you have like a helper or a partner?
I have a 1099 right now, helper who's with me, but I'm working really hard right now to get workman's comp going, so I can hire more employees. So, I have one helper with me right now, but he's a 1099.
Okay. And then now the area that you're in, I know that home base for you has been 97701, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
I usually travel up. I can travel. I mean, on average, I travel about 20 miles one way. But I can go a little further than that. It just depends. Mainly I go as far south as Crescent, which I think is about 40 miles, I believe. I have to look it up. But it's about an hour and a half drive away from me, which I'm willing to drive. Madras, which is about an hour away from me north. Usually I'll go as far as that. Sometimes Warm Springs, if they really, which is about an extra half hour further north of Madras. And then east, I'll go as far as Prineville. And then west, we've got the mountains to my west, but if I need to go to the valley, like, you know, Portland or Eugene or Salem, then, I mean, that's about typically 2 hours, but unless the job pays enough for it, then I will, and the travel expenses weigh in, then I will travel if I'm needed, and it just depends on how busy I am, really. If I'm slow, I'm willing to travel to the Valley, but if I'm busy, I'm staying mainly here as far as Edris, and then as far south as Crescent, and then as far east as Prineville. That's just my, that's just pretty much that.
I mean, that's a good size area, though.
Yeah, so I'm basically covering Bend, Redmond, Madras, Sisters to the west, Prineville to the east, Sun River, Lapine, and Crescent to the south. So I pretty much have a four-way I cover, and I cover about 7 different towns.
So it sounds like as long as it's within a reasonable traveling distance, you're pretty open to taking on more work. Maybe the better the job, the further you might go, kind of thing?
Yeah, if the job is better, like if I... Yeah, and if I get called on a really big custom dig out, like, and it's about 2 hours away, I'm willing to drive for it if they're willing to pay for my travel expenses at that point, because now it's fuel, wear and tear, and then it's my time on the road, and plus any per diem if I have to stay overnight, you know.
Right, at a hotel or something. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to do that. I mean, it's definitely not my number one preference. I prefer not to be away from home, but if I have to, I mean, I will. It just, like I said, just depends on where the work's at. But, I mean,
right now, we're
mainly staying pretty busy here.
Okay, yeah, and there are enough searches being done in that area where we wouldn't have to program you into a pier outside of that. So, I mean, it should be fine right there. And then for that first page position that we have available there today, on Google, Scott, it's month-to-month pricing. There's never any contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. So, you know, that's something that we look for. You meet the criteria that we require. And overall, it sounds like you see value in all of this, right? Being found at that moment you're needed?
Yeah, I mean, all my work is just word of mouth. I just been having people call me, and just a lot of people. Next Door Neighbor was the website that people will see my work on, and then, I mean, whoever the customer was will post an ad about me, and next thing I get phone calls off the hook from people saying, hey, I want a fence, hey, I want excavating done. I've made a pretty decent name for myself out here.
Excellent. So, and you see value of having your name on Google too, right, if someone's searching for your services?
I mean, you know, at the moment, because I just don't know what I'm going to quite expect. The only thing is, because I'm like so limited with the number of people I've got working for me right now, I don't know if I want to really put my name out there, because I know what's going to happen is a lot of people are moving here. People who have a lot of money. Excavation is like, for pretty much all excavating companies, are backed out by a year. I'm not anywhere near that yet, but I'm still like getting organized and trying to get set up like fully. I still got to get my attorney stuff addressed, my tax stuff kind of still addressed with an actual account bookkeeper, which I'm having a bit of a difficult time. So I'm trying to kind of get things kind of set up to where I'm ready to take on a heavy load of work. Right now I'm about 3 months out, and I'm trying to be a little bit careful where I don't want to take on work that I just, you know, and not have a kind of a proper set schedule until I can kind of get things like really dialed down. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, right. So I don't want to mislead you. It's not like we flip a switch and a million calls come pouring in. It does take a little bit of time to get you optimized to that first page. Can you take on a few more jobs here and there?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, of course I can. I just can't. Because Central Oregon is so, it's like really high demand for construction right now. Like, I'm seeing constant posts of people like, hey, I'm looking for a contractor to do this for me. I don't care who you are. As long as you can build this for me, I will pay you to get it done. And I just want it done ASAP. Like, these are the kind of, like, we have a ridiculous economy here. Like, so, Well, I mean, we'll see what happens. But, I mean, I'm not hesitant to take on more work, of course, but it's just, I just want to be, like, really set up. And I don't know. I mean, just in, I don't know if any other excavating businesses out there want to subcontract me, which I've heard that's a thing too. So I might be getting phone calls off the hook. But like I said, I'm trying to catch up with all my legal documents and all that before I get too far ahead, just because
okay.
I don't want to encounter any issues down the road. So, because unfortunately there's a lot of Sioux happy people. So I'm trying to stay on top of, avoiding those kinds of situations where if I deal with those kinds of people, I don't want to, you know, risk my business and my livelihood because of it.
Of course. Right. So, and one thing I noticed when I was looking for a website for you, what I found was a home advisor listing. Is that current or was that a little earlier on?
Yeah. I had it become active last Friday. I'm giving it a try out to see just kind of, it's kind of a lighter way of advertising, but they just basically sent me what are called leads. So it's just basically work that customers are looking for. In my particular kind of work, they're looking to have, like, their excavating done, like, their houses dug out or sewer and all that. It kind of, it's local to me. And then basically it's my responsibility to call them up, figure out what they want done, and then I just have to say, okay, I can do the work for you or I can't do the work for you. And I just basically pay them a weekly fee if I, yeah, it's like a weekly fee I pay them depending, so they pay per lead, so it's like anywhere from $28 to $50 per lead that they send me. So that's potential work. It's just if at that point discussing business and budget, if it's feasible between me and the customer to where we can agree to put a contract together on getting their work done, then pretty much that's where I can start making my money. And then obviously Home Advisor would just take the lead fee because it's basically the advertising fee for me that I get to decide if I want to work it or not.
Can I ask, how many leads did they send you in a week on average?
I don't. Right now they said there's 6 right now. I haven't checked. I'm still setting up my account with them. I just talked to them last Friday. I just got some emails this morning. I haven't had a chance to get working with them on it. So I'm going to get working with them on it. But like the account rep that I talked to, she said she has 6 that she's willing to send right to me. And I just have to be able to respond to them quickly. So.
Right, right. So let me.
But it just
ask,
depends. Oh, go ahead.
It depends on, how many they send you, whether it's 28 or 50. Okay, so why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for this position that we have available there on Google today? I think you're going to like it. And then that way, if you do decide you want that spot, you've had the opportunity. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay,
sure.
Let me grab. So the good news is you're new. You can qualify for the promotion that they're running. It's a new in business rate. It's just a reduced rate they have for our newer companies. I'm grabbing Nadine to apply that rate reduction. Hang on here.
Hello, Scott. How are you?